99.7 now, Big Bay Mornings. And please welcome to the show, Dr. Bay is back.
Hey! Thank you for having me back. Good to be back. I was afraid I was not going to be able to see y'all for like a whole month since the last visit, but I got to see y'all last week at Poptopia. That was a great show.
Yeah, Poptopia was great. It was great to see you there.
We had some fun. Dr. Bay joined us at the concert, and then we had a little after party at the hotel. Yeah, we hung out in the lobby afterwards.
Not necessarily sanctioned by the radio station.
No, but it was not.
No, it wasn't.
It was sponsored by Dr. Bay, though. Yeah.
Thank you for that, sir. Your credit card's still there at the bar.
We had a really good time at Poptopia. We were going to bring Dr. Bay up on stage, but I don't think he could have handled it that night.
No, that would have gone to my head for sure.
Well, I love that. You know, I have my Christmas shirt and Santa hat on today. Dr. Bay, he has his ugly Hanukkah sweater on today.
Got to represent.
I hear it.
Yes, happy Hanukkah, Dr. Bay.
It's coming up in about a week and a half.
That's what I was going to ask. Week and a half it starts?
A week and a half and 8 days of presents.
Yeah, that's what I like about Hanukkah. You like 8 consecutive days of gifts.
And even at this age, I demand that Kelsey gets me 8 days of presents.
I would too. Why? I mean, the gifts are better when you're older, I think.
And like, except if you're paying for them.
You pay for your own. You're like, use my credit card, but buy me
gifts. Here's what I want. That's got to be tough, though. You got to come up with 8 gifts for everybody that you purchase these gifts for.
Obviously, I'm joking that she doesn't necessarily buy me 8 gifts, although she's got me a really cool gift. It's going to be a gym bag that's got Dr. Bay on it. And
you already know this? Well, it's supposed to be a surprise.
It is supposed to be a surprise, but I was looking up online. I was going to buy a gym bag for myself. She's like, don't buy a gym bag. I already got you covered. And so she told me, she showed me the picture. I always got my logo and Dr. Bay on. It's very cool looking.
You do know, and my mom is the worst at this. You do know at this time of year, you're not supposed to buy anything for yourself because people want to be able to buy things for you, so you kind of screw up their mojo, their gift-giving.
And it's also like kind of like when you're drinking sake, you're not supposed to pour your own sake. You're supposed to pour it for other people.
That's
like
bad
luck.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's why I've been having bad luck this whole time.
Not the amount of sake you're drinking, just that you're pouring it for yourself.
Well, Dr. Bay, let's get off drinking and Christmas and Hanukkah. Let's get to something this holidays. My friend Anna is flying in from Texas.
Thank you for the referral.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's actually getting a couple of procedures with you. So what I'm most interested about is something you sort of pioneered.
Correct. So we're going to be doing a semi-neck lift on her. So she was concerned about, like, the fullness in her neck.
The turkey neck.
Exactly. So she was worried about that. And so one of the things that I did is I found with patients coming in that wanted to get their neck tightened, that one of the things, when you get a neck lift, you have to have an incision behind the chin to tighten up the muscle, but you also have to have incisions behind the ears to take out the excess skin. But I noticed that a lot of patients didn't have that much excess skin. They had a little bit that wouldn't have been treated with liposuction alone. But they had a little bit of excess skin, but they didn't necessarily need those big, long, ugly, unattractive, painful scars behind their ears. They could have not so much a mini neck lift, but something more extensive, something in between a mini neck lift and a full neck lift. And so that's what she's a candidate for. It was a procedure I developed called the semi-neck lift, the single incision, minimally invasive neck lift, where we make an incision behind the chin and we just really undermine the skin more aggressively, and we are able to redrape and reposition the skin rather than cutting out the skin, so that way you don't need those big, ugly, long, unattractive scars behind your ears.
And the nice thing is the only turkey neck that'll be happening at my Christmas will be the turkey's. Hers will be removed. And then also, what about... I was talking to somebody, and he was actually concerned about this. He said he had deep bags under his eyes, which I think is getting done. What kind of procedure do you do for that, and what's the downtime on that?
So it's pretty cool that all the different things, concerns she had, they're all amenable to these minimally invasive procedures. So there's the semi-neck lift I was talking about, but then also for her lower eyelids, she has these baggy eyelids. It's fat that's under the eyes when people have baggy eyelids. And so what you can do is you can go on the inside of the lower eyelid and take out that fat and do nothing else to the skin. So there's no scar on the skin. We don't even have to put stitches on the inside of the lower eyelid because it would scratch the cornea. So we go on the inside of the lower eyelid. We take out that fat, gets rid of the puffiness, and she's going to be cured after all these minimally invasive procedures.
Oh, my God. She's going to look 20.
Sarah in the 925 just texted in. She wants to know, what kind of cosmetic procedures are typically covered by insurance?
Cosmetic? Okay, so if it's truly a cosmetic procedure, it's absolutely not covered by insurance. Okay. But there are things that are sometimes considered cosmetic that in certain circumstances they can be considered medically necessary, and then they're covered by insurance. For example, a breast reduction. If you have really, really heavy breasts and it's causing you back pain and you have that documented.
Benny, you were complaining about that this morning.
Boobies are bigger than Santa's right now, I'll tell you.
But if you like, I mean, but the insurance companies, they make you jump through hoops first. They'll say you've got to go to a physical therapist for 3 months to try that out to see if that helps your upper back. Mm. And if that doesn't do it, then you get a breast reduction and then the insurance may cover it.
What about Botox for migraines?
That is something that you can sometimes get covered by insurance. The only problem is when I worked in Louisiana and we submitted it to insurance for somebody to do Botox for their migraines, Botox for even underarm sweating, that it was like bothering, that we submitted it to insurance and the insurance company returned and paid us, but they paid us $120 for something that cost us $600.
Wow.
I remember that specifically. So there's all these nuances, and it doesn't work out as smoothly as you would like it to.
But and if it's not covered, though, they can go to your website, and you have a price calculator, so they know exactly you know how much this is going to cost.
Exactly right. So, yeah, if you are interested in any kind of cosmetic procedure that we offer, you go to our website, realdrbay.com, R-E-A-L-D-R-B-A-E, not B-A-Y, and you go to the website, and there is a price estimator on there. You just click on the Get a Quote Now button. Mm-hmm. You scroll down, find the procedure you're interested in, submit a wish list, and you'll get an instant email sent to your inbox with a breakdown of the cost. You'll know exactly what you're getting into. Because doctors are, like, not really good about telling you about pricing. And
right.
And it's not so much that they're trying to hide it. It's just they don't even know their own cost of their things. But we have a fee schedule, so we've just digitized it. So now you can check pricing through the website. But it makes it a lot easier, so that way you don't come in and get sticker shock and things like that. And because, like I always say, I don't want people coming in divulging their deepest insecurities only to find out they can't afford it at the end of the day.
Yeah. All right.
Well, listen, Kim Kardashian was in the news about this vampire facial. So we're going to take a little break, but there's big controversy about the vampire facial that more and more people are starting to do.
Right, right.
May not be such a great procedure to get.
What? I didn't hear that.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll talk about it next.
I'm kidding.
And Dr. Bay, you're going to hang out because you're also going to do the honors of pulling down one of our 99 stockings. Well, now we're down to 98 stockings on the wall. We're going to do that in about 5 minutes. Caller 9, you get to choose any of our stockings here in studio. We'll take it off the wall, open it up. You'll win whatever is inside. We will do that in 5 minutes.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on Demand. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
Are you ready for Christmas?
99.7 Now's Big Bay Morning.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's go over to Anthony on line 6. Hi, Anthony. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. We're good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. You ready to choose a stocking from our wall of stockings there, Anthony?
Yes, number 71.
Number 71, Dr. Bay is in studio. He'll do the honors of going to get stocking 71.
Number 71, going to get it.
All right.
You got it.
What?
All right, he ripped it off the wall. Hand it to me, Dr. Bay.
There you go.
Thank you. Number 71 inside. A 4-pack of tickets to Winterfest at California's Great America.
There it is, Anthony.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Greg.
You are welcome. Have a happy holidays with the family.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well.
Happy holidays, Anthony. Thanks for listening. All right. And, of course, we will do it all day long. Your next shot is 11:20 with Fernando. Today, you will get to choose another stocking and all types of things in here, from Winterfest tickets to Maroon 5 tickets to Baby Shark Live tickets.
Oh,
Greg's
so excited
about
that. Dr. Bay, do you know about Baby Shark?
Baby Shark. I can sing the whole song for you.
Don't get us started.
Shark.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about this vampire facial. This was featured on the Kardashians. It became the hot thing for a while. But there's some controversy about this. It's where you take your own blood.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you explain it. You're the doctor.
So
what am I doing?
It's all about like stem cells and PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. And the idea is that if you take blood from somebody and you spin it down, you separate out the blood cells, there's things left in there like stem cells and growth factors, and you can use those things to help rejuvenate different tissues. So like orthopedic surgeons use a lot, inject into people's knees to mm-hmm. help with their tendons and things like that. But then somebody, a doctor in Fairhope, Alabama, Charles Runnels, took that idea, and then he started spinning it down, injecting it in people's faces and putting it on their face as a facial with microneedling.
So they're putting their own blood onto their face
exactly.
and then microneedling it into...
Exactly right. And that the famous scene that you've seen is 2013, Kim Kardashian... did it on her face. And so she's got this blood all over her face. And the guy in Alabama, he came up with it and called it and trademarked it as the vampire facial. So it was like genius terminology. And it was also it was during the time of, what was the thing with Kristen Stewart and Jacob or Edward?
Oh, Twilight.
Twilight, yeah, exactly. So, like, it was big during Twilight. I was even interviewed for it back in Louisiana about the vampire facial. So it was a
so
big thing.
Good or bad?
Good or bad. It's like it doesn't really do anything, but I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad at all. I don't think it really causes any problems. The only problem is
yeah, but it's bad if it doesn't work. Then it's costing me money, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. It does cost you money, but it doesn't necessarily. But people think it feels good after they get the microneedling and they feel like a facial. So I'm not going to really say it's bad for that reason. If it makes them feel better, it makes them feel like it's working. The placebo effect. There is something to that. But the issue is now that Google is now dinging websites who like either with organic search, and they certainly won't do ads anymore. People who are promoting stem cell therapy and PRP and things like that, because it's really, there's no good studies out there. And the FDA doesn't even really approve it. The reason that people are able to do this is that if you can show that it doesn't cause harm, then they'll let you do it. That's kind of the way the government works in those things. It's kind
sounds
of
like it's harm to my wallet, though. So. What is your recommendation? You would
that.
Say no because
I,
of the money?
I do not offer it because I don't want patients to come back and be upset with me because they feel like it didn't work after spending that money. That is the reason I do not use it.
I would
not because I think it's dangerous.
And fair enough. And after I heard a doctor in Alabama is the one who invented it, I mean, I'm out.
Okay,
Alabama for me.
I got to represent my Louisiana roots here. Come on now. There's plenty of smart people that like have been in Louisiana, like Jerry Springer. He went to school in Louisiana.
Oh, Lord. All right. What you got, Benny?
We have Melissa on line 10. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. So, question for Dr. Bay.
Oh, where do I start? Okay, here we go. Well, I'm 51, and I have acquired a, let's just say, a midsection tire, if you will. And I have heard a lot about the laser lipo procedures and that it actually will help eliminate fat and tighten. But I have also heard somebody saying that that is not the way to go if you have quite a bit of extra fat in that area. And I'm just wondering what his take on that would be and what the best procedure for me would be and what the cost might be.
Sure. Yeah. So with that particular concern you have, the idea is that if you have just excess fat, then yes, liposuction or even laser lipo, both of them will suck out the fat and you'll get skin tightening either way. Whether it's laser lipo or regular lipo, the skin will tighten on its own. But if you really have a lot of excess skin, then it's not going to tighten adequately. So then the right thing to do is get a tummy tuck because that combines liposuction and skin removal. So yes, I know it's a longer incision, but I wouldn't want you to go through the process of having liposuction and then having some sagging skin at that point. So with the tummy tuck, you get a long incision. We do liposuction to really aggressively contour the abdomen and then remove the excess skin so you have a nice flat abdomen. You don't have any of that excess skin that you're worried about. You can check pricing on our website, but I think it's in the $11,000 to $12,000 range.
Okay, wonderful. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day, Melissa.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and Dr. Bay, you're going to hang out for a few more minutes with us. So if you do have any more questions, 888-456-9970. I just love that. Let Dr. Bay wear your Santa hat. Yeah, I love it.
So fine. I'll share. 99.7 now. It is Big Bay Mornings on your Friday. Dr. Bay, our resident doctor, is in studio with us.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Still. Good morning, Dr. Bay.
Good morning.
Benny has a question for you from the texting hotline. But before he asks that, let me ask this real quick. I'm going to Benny's holiday party on next Saturday. It's coming up quickly. Is there anything I can do quickly other than wear Spanx to look thinner at his holiday party?
To look thinner. So Spanx, instead of worrying about looking thinner, just maybe look a little brighter in your face and then people
will notice on the look at this redness. Yeah.
Red as a tomato over there.
But something that would kick in by then is definitely Botox or fillers would kick in by that holiday party. I know that's not going to trim you down, but Cool Sculpting, which is non-surgical fat reduction, it doesn't work that fast. So it wouldn't take care of you in a week from now. Which, by the way, I still haven't gotten that invitation, so it must be lost in the mail or something.
You know, why did I mention it?
You did. You mentioned it last week, too, and Dr. Bay said the same thing at Poptopia. Where's my invite?
You're invited, Dr. Bay. We're just not giving you the address, but you're invited.
No! Stop it!
But unfortunately, as far as weight loss or looking
slimmer,
it's going to
take a while, right?
It's going to take a while. I mean, with Cool Sculpting, it takes 2 months, which is, but at least you don't have to go under the knife for that.
Yeah, so. And Cool Sculpting That actually, what, it freezes the fat cells?
Yeah, non-surgical fat reduction. It has little suction cups that suck in your skin, freeze the fat cells, and they go away over the course of 2 weeks to 2 months.
But you really go right back to work that day.
Yeah, there's no downtime associated with that, yeah.
All right, Benny?
Jessica texted in. She's thinking about getting liposuction of her thighs because that's their odd shape, she says, right? She says, I'm fit, but all my fat goes to my thighs. So should she get that or do a Brazilian butt lift and have the fat from my thighs move to my butt instead, kill two birds with one stone? Which one would you recommend, and which one's a better deal for the money?
Very, very good question. Very reasonable. So the thing is, if she just has a little bit of stubborn fat in her inner thighs, then she could get non-surgical fat reduction, CoolSculpting. Obviously, then she couldn't use it for a butt. But if she wants to, if she really is, it just depends on what she's more interested in. We're slimming down the thighs or getting a bigger butt. If she's interested in a bigger butt, then don't get CoolSculpting. Then you can just do the liposuction from the inner thighs. We can also take fat from the abdomen and the back and the broad chub. Take all that fat, inject it into the buttocks, and really give her a nicer silhouette, fill in the outer thighs, give her more projection to her buttocks. So really, it's just her priority. I think she has the option of doing but either one.
Well, there you go, Jessica. Thank you for the text.
And speaking of multiple procedures at one time, we did get a question before, and I know this has come up. If a woman is going in for a procedure like a hysterectomy, yeah, and she also wants to then trim down at the same time, you're saying one doctor can do hysterectomy, and you come right in after him?
Right. This past Monday, or her. I come in right after her.
This is the year of pronouns, isn't it? You come in right after they.
Yeah. No, this past Monday, actually, I was over at the hospital, and the doctor, the female OBGYN, she did a hysterectomy using the robot, took out the uterus through the belly button, and then afterwards, I came in and did a tummy tuck on that patient. And everybody gets excited about that idea. It kind of goes back to what Benny was asking, cosmetic procedures are covered by insurance. People are like, oh, I'd love to get a tummy tuck at the same time as my hysterectomy. But you have to understand that insurance covers the hysterectomy, but it will not cover the tummy tuck part. So, like, the clock starts when I start doing the tummy tuck. That's when the clock starts, when the hospital starts charging their OR fees and their anesthesia fees. But yes, you can do a tummy tuck right after the hysterectomy at the same operating room.
But the nice thing is, if you're going to go under and you're going to have this downtime from surgery, at least kill two birds with one stone. You get it all done. And it's one thing. You're not going back again for a second procedure.
No, it's a great operation. I enjoy doing it. It's and it really kind of, the thing is, if you just wake up after having your uterus taken out, you're like, oh, I'm in pain, and like, you're not really happy about it. But if you wake up with a nice flat tummy after having your uterus taken
right
out, then you're
makes
like,
it a little bit easier.
You're in pain, but you're like, wow, look how great my abdomen
looks. Look how hot I am. All right, Dr. Exactly. Bay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
No, great questions. Thanks for the callers.
Happy holidays.
Happy Merry Christmas. Dr. Bay. Happy Hanukkah.
When is Hanukkah kicking off?
Hanukkah is also a holiday, Happy Holidays covers all of them there. It starts in a week and a half.
Week and a half.
22nd.
Test me. He told me like a half an hour ago. I know. All right, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much again for being here this morning. Fernando's on your radio next. And yes, you get to pull more stockings down with him. 12:20 is your next shot with him. 99.7 now. It is Big Bay Mornings on your Friday. Dr. Bay, our resident doctor, is in studio with us.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Still. Good morning, Dr. Bay.
Good morning.
Benny has a question for you from the texting hotline. But before he asks that, let me ask this real quick. I'm going to Benny's holiday party on next Saturday. It's coming up quickly. Is there anything I can do quickly other than wear Spanx to look to look thinner at his holiday party?
To look thinner. So Spanx, instead of worrying about looking thinner, just maybe look a little brighter in your face, and then people
notice on the look at this redness. Yeah.
Red as a tomato over there.
But something that would kick in by then is definitely Botox or fillers would kick in by that holiday party. I know that's not going to trim you down, but CoolSculpting, which is non-surgical fat reduction, it doesn't work that fast. So it wouldn't take care of you in a week from now. Which, by the way, I still haven't gotten that invitation, so it must be lost in the mail.
Why did I mention it?
You mentioned it last week, too, Dr. Bay. Said the same thing in Poptopia. Where's my invite?
You're invited, Dr. Bay. We're just not giving you the address, but you're invited.
No! Stop it!
But unfortunately, as far as weight loss or looking slimmer,
it's
going to take a while. I mean, with CoolSculpting, it takes 2 months, which is, but at least you don't have to go under the knife for that.
Yeah, so. And CoolSculpting That actually, what, it freezes the fat cells?
Yeah, non-surgical fat reduction. It's little suction cups that suck in your skin, freeze the fat cells, and they go away over the course of 2 weeks to 2 months.
But you really go right back to work that day.
Yeah, there's no downtime associated with that, yeah.
All right, Benny?
Jessica texted in. She's thinking about getting liposuction of her thighs because that's their odd shape, she says, right? She says, I'm fit, but all my fat goes to my thighs. So should she get that or do a Brazilian butt lift and have the fat from my thighs move to my butt instead, kill two birds with one stone? Which one would you recommend and which one is a better deal for the money?
Very, very good question. Very reasonable. So the thing is, if she just has a little bit of stubborn fat in her inner thighs, then she could get non-surgical fat reduction, Cool Sculpting. Obviously, then she couldn't use it for butt. But if she wants to, if she really is, it just depends on what she's more interested in. We're slimming down the thighs or getting a bigger butt. If she's interested in a bigger butt, then don't get Cool Sculpting. Then you can just do the liposuction from the inner thighs. We can also take fat from the abdomen and the back and the broad chub. Take all that fat, inject it into the buttocks, and really give her a nicer silhouette, fill in the outer thighs, give her more projection to her buttocks. So really, it's just her priority. I think it sounds, based on what she's saying, has the option of doing either one.
Well, there you go, Jessica. Thank you for the text.
Thanks, and
Jessica.
Speaking of multiple procedures at one time, we did get a question before, and I know this has come up. If a woman is going in for a procedure like a hysterectomy, and she also wants to then trim down at the same time, you're saying one doctor can do hysterectomy, and you come right in after him?
Right. This past Monday, or her. I come in right after her.
No. This is the year of pronouns, isn't it? You come in right after they.
Yeah. No, this past Monday, actually, I was over at the hospital, and the doctor, the female OBGYN, she did a hysterectomy with using the robot, took out the uterus through the belly button, and then afterwards, I came in and did a tummy tuck on that patient. And everybody gets excited about that idea. It kind of goes back to what Benny was asking, whether cosmetic procedures are covered by insurance. People are like, I'd love to get a tummy tuck at the same time as my hysterectomy. But you have to understand that insurance covers the hysterectomy, but it will not cover the tummy tuck part. So, like, the clock starts when I start doing the tummy tuck. That's when the clock starts, when the hospital starts charging their OR fees and their anesthesia fees. But yes, you can do a tummy tuck right after the hysterectomy at the same operating room.
But the nice thing is, if you're going to go under and you're going to have this downtime from surgery, at least kill two birds with one stone. You get it all done. And it's one thing. You're not going back again for a second procedure.
No, it's a great operation. I enjoy doing it. It's and it really kind of, the thing is, if you just wake up after having your uterus taken out, you're like, I'm in pain, and like, you're not really happy about it. But if you wake up with a nice flat tummy after having your uterus taken out, then you're
makes it a little bit easier.
You're in pain, but you're like, wow, look how great my abdomen
looks.
Look
how hot I am. All right, Dr. Exactly. Bay. Well, thank you so much.
Great questions. Thanks for the callers.
Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. When is Hanukkah kicking off? Hanukkah is also a holiday, so happy holidays covers all of them there. It starts in a week and a half.
Week and a half.
20 seconds. Test me. He told me like a half an hour ago. I know. All right, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks so much again for being here this morning. Fernando's on your radio next. And yes, you get to pull more stockings down with him. 12:20 is your next shot with him.